Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Nature Mystic with Selena Fox. Tonight's episode is a spring equinox rite, a ceremony for celebrating the arrival of spring. This is an encore presentation from 2013.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we are going to have a celebration of upcoming spring equinox with a welcoming springtime ritual. Spring appears in different ways and different places, and this year, 2014, spring has been a long time coming in some places. It is my hope that in whatever form spring is appearing or in the process of appearing, that this rite will add to your enjoyment of the coming springtime. And for all our listeners who are in the Southern Hemisphere, we celebrate you going into autumn and wish you a wonderful autumnal equinox. So we begin by taking some time to center ourselves and to focus at this equinox time, taking deep, slow breaths to center ourselves, to relax ourselves and deepen our connection with the sacred that's within us and around us. Calling, connecting, attuning to the divine, each in our own way, honoring this time of equinox. Time of equal nights and equal days. Time to welcome spring in sacred ways. Time of equal nights and equal days. Time to welcome spring in sacred ways. Time of equal nights and equal days. Time to welcome spring in sacred ways. We honor the sacred elements of nature. We call to the powers of the sacred elements as they transition from winter forms to forms of springtime. In the north, call to the sacred earth. Powers of earth, we call to you and honor you. May you change from frozen ground to warming soil with sprouting seeds, green shoots, new life emerging from the sacred earth in this spring time coming. In the east, call to the powers of the sacred air. Powers of air, we call to you and honor you. May you change from the cold winds of winter time to the warm, fragrant breezes of springtime. Bring in the spring, O sacred air. In the south, we call to the sacred fire. Powers of fire, we call to you and honor you. We honor transitions of the fire of winter time, the candle flames and hearth fires that have given us light and warmth in our dwellings. We celebrate the transitions of the waxing light, of the lengthening days of the sun, and bonfires in outdoor places, sunlight warming and encouraging life reemerging in the coming springtime, O sacred fire. In the west, we call to the sacred water. Powers of water, we call to you and honor you. We celebrate you transitioning from ice and snow, frozen water, warming, transitioning to melting snow and ice, to nurturing rains and mist, of frozen lakes now thawing, waters emerging, nurturing the soil, plants, all of life in this coming springtime, O sacred water. In the center, we call to the sacred spirit, to that which connects the elements of nature together, that which connects us with the circle of all that is, that which is in our center as well as the center of this sacred circle of welcoming springtime. Powers of spirit, we call to you and honor you. Guide us in our transitions from the winter time to springtime. Guide us within ourselves, in our homes, in other places where we are. Guide the transitions in gardens and fields, in communities. bring forth the springtime. Guide us in this change, O Sacred Spirit. Sacred circle of nature, sacred circle of seasons, sacred circle of sun and moon, sacred circle that is the eternal now, sacred circle that is divine as one and divine as many, divine as none, divine as any. Sacred circle, we call to you, we connect with you, we carry you in our hearts, we connect with you in our right tonight. We welcome springtime with the power of cleansing. We call to mind ways that we can prepare for coming spring. Let the power of the sacred elements and the dimensions of life guide us now as we connect with making ready through cleansing dimensions of ourselves and our lives. In the next few moments of quiet, we use the cleansing breath to focus our awareness on preparations for coming springtime. We call to mind the realm of the physical, our physical bodies, and as we imagine our connections with different aspects of our physical bodies, we call to mind a beautiful green light in us and around us. The light of the greening earth, breathing that green light in and out. And as we do so, we dispel sluggishness. We dispel inactivity. We dispel disease. We prepare our bodies for growth and vitality, renewal in the coming springtime. And in the next few moments of quiet, continuing to focus on a vibrant, beautiful green light being in us and around us, pay attention to what comes to mind in response to this question. What is something that I need to do physically with my body to bring about greater healing and well-being in this coming springtime? Pay attention to what comes to you and give thanks. And taking some more deep, slow breaths, the green light we've been focusing on shifts to a golden, sunny yellow. Breathing the golden yellow light in and out, experiencing it in you and around you. And as you do, let it be a cleansing, healing, and renewing force for your intellect, for your mind. And as you continue that focus, pay attention to what comes to you in response to this question. What new way thinking do I need to start bringing into being as I journey into springtime that will aid me in healing and well-being? Paying attention to what comes to you and giving thanks. The beautiful golden yellow transforms into a vibrant red. And as you focus on this beautiful red light, you experience it in you and around you, cleansing away inertia, cleansing away inaction, and bringing forth an activation of vibrancy within. Focus on the cleansing, healing, and renewing power of radiant red light, and let guidance come to you in response to this question. What is something that I need to start incorporating in my daily life to enhance stamina and creativity? Continuing to focus on the vibrant red light. And the guidance that comes for increasing stamina, your vitality, your life force, your will, and your creativity. And giving thanks. And the beautiful red vibrant light changes into a bright blue light now. And as you focus on that, you focus on it being a cleansing light for the emotional ways of being. cleansing away emotional imbalance, cleansing away sadness, fear, anger, resentment, cleansing away emotional residue from the past, focusing on the beautiful blue light, letting it resonate deep within you and around you. And being aware of what comes to mind in response to this question. What emotional changes do I need to make within myself that can enhance relationships with others? Paying attention to guidance that comes as you continue to focus and connect with the healing, cleansing, renewing power of the beautiful bright blue light. And giving thanks. And the blue light changes into a radiant white light with all the colors of the rainbow and harmony and balance. Be one with the radiant white light of harmony, of balance, a white light that cleanses away spiritual challenge and difficulties, radiant light that uplifts the spirit, that nurtures the soul. Focusing on that light in the next few moments of quiet, experiencing it in you and around you, purifying, healing, renewing your soul. And reflecting for a few moments on guidance that comes to you in response to this question. What is something that I can do to enhance my connection with the divine in this coming springtime and beyond? Continuing to focus on the radiant white light. Letting divine wisdom come and be with you. And giving thanks. At this time of equal nights and equal days, at this time of welcoming spring in sacred ways, we honor the sacred star, the dimensions of earth and the physical realm, air and the mental realm, fire and the energetic realm, water and the relational realm, spirit and the spiritual realm. And we call into ourselves, into our lives, balance, healing, renewal, well-being. So mote it be. And as we continue our process of welcoming springtime in sacred ways, we call to us now spring sacred forms. We call to the sacred sun, the lengthening days. We call to the great mother goddess. She who nurtures life. She who is the green goddess of growing things. We call to the great god, the green god of growing things. Green goddess, green god, green ones. We call you here and honor you. Bless us and guide us as we journey into springtime. Inspire us, energize us, refresh us, renew us as the land grows green, as life unfolds in new, energetic, and beautiful ways. We call to you to guide us, to teach us, to energize us, to aid us in our growth in this springtime. Gods and goddesses of springtime, we honor you. And we invite you now in this rite to come and bless us. To aid us in connecting with the spirit of springtime. And in the next few moments of quiet, as we softly call to the springtime, the sacred springtime, to be with us, let the god and or goddess and or other sacred form of this season that is right for us to connect with, to rise up in our consciousness in the form of a symbol, an image, a message. Springtime divinities, we call to you to guide us. Springtime divinities, we call to you to guide us. Springtime divinities, we call to you to guide us. Springtime divinities, we call to you to guide us. Springtime divinities, we call to you to guide us. And we give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. And ask that you will continue to be with us and to inspire us, to teach us in the springtime that's coming. And now we connect with springtime and the energies of new life, of revitalization, of rebirth, of renewal, not only in ourselves, but in the world, in the environment around us. And in the next few moments, we reflect a few moments and call to mind images of the landscape around us moving into springtime. New life springing forth. And as you focus on the coming springtime, the greening of land, springtime changes in animal life and plant life, reflect a few moments on love, vitality, peace of coming springtime flowing out into the world wherever it is needed, whatever place it may be, we let the promise of new life and hope go to loved ones, go to those we do not know well or at all, who are in need of springtime hope, springtime peace, springtime healing, springtime ease. And let us focus now on a message for ourselves in relationship to the larger circle of life of which we are a part. A message coming to us about something that we can do to be of service to others in this coming springtime. Knowing that we in our own inner growth can be part of the growth and renewal in the larger circle of life of which we are part. We give thanks for whatever guidance has come to us now, and we give thanks for guidance that may come to us as we move into the springtime, guidance that may come in dreams, in flashes of insight, in conversations, communications, and studies. We conclude by envisioning the planet Earth as if we could see it encircling the globe high above the planet. And as we envision the Earth as a living system, we let love resonate deep within us and flow into the planet as a whole, honoring the planet, our home. And at this equinox time, sending forth peace, understanding, joy, sustainable living, abundance, balance, and other blessings. Planet Earth, be renewed. Be well, and may each of us find ways to contribute to the manifestation of this intention of well-being for planet Earth and the community of life upon it. So mote it be. Springtime is represented in many ways. Let's call to mind some images that we can use to celebrate spring. And some meanings. Flowers blooming. Seeds sprouting. Tree three branches and twigs budding and leafing out. Birds singing. Spring peepers peeping. Baskets of colorful eggs. Rabbits and hares hopping. Geese migrating. Days and nights of equal length. Temperatures warming. Feelings of new life, rebirth, resurrection, renewal, flowing through us, flowing through others. More activity. With these things we call in spring. 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 So be it. Powers of the elements. We have called you, we have attuned to you, and we give thanks to you. We give thanks to the sacred earth in the north, the sacred air in the east, the sacred fire in the south, the sacred water in the west, the sacred spirit in the center. The sacred circle that is around. We give thanks to the divine as one, divine as goddess and God, as mother and father, as green god and green goddess. We give thanks to the symbols of spring. We give thanks to the experiences of spring. May we carry with us memories of the cleansing, healing, renewing powers of the elements of the divine. For springtime well-being and growth within ourselves and our lives and within the larger circle of life of which we are a part. Welcome spring, new life to bring. Welcome spring, new life to bring. Welcome spring, new life to bring. So mote it be. And in the days and nights to come, know that you can work with guidance that has come during this ritual or that may come as a result of this ritual. Guidance for revitalizing your body, your mind, your vitality, your relationships, your spiritual life. Guidance in being a force of well-being with others and with the larger planet of which we are part. Go forth into this coming spring with joy and peace. with love and inspiration. With service and delight. May the springtime be within us and around us and may we enjoy its arrival and its process now and in the times to come. So be it.
Huh.
Be a guardian.
Be a guardian.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.